want to be made comes from the book of Acts and describes a situation and setting that the Apostle Paul came upon. And as it's recorded in Luke, it says that they went to this place near Philippi by the river, to a place where prayer was wont to be made, or a place where prayer was habitually made. And they found some believing Jews who eventually accepted the Lord's teachings, and of course our Lord Jesus. We'd like to begin with Appendix K and join in singing that. And we'll be led in opening prayer by Brother Elmer Weeks.
Kind and gracious Father, we humbly bow in thy presence once again this day, thanking thee again, Father, for the many blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us at this convention. Indeed, dear Father, thy word is ever precious to us. We ask for much of thy Spirit, Father, as we try to put the things that we have heard into our everyday life, that we may serve thee more acceptably. And now, Father, as we gather again as a group of thy children, we pray that thy Spirit shall be with us, and that thou would bless our endeavor to truly praise thee, and in many ways that will be attempted. We ask that thou would bless each who will participate, and especially bless our brother Art as he directs. We thank thee again, dear Father, for all that thou hast given to us, and all thy patience, and the many things and ways in which thou hast led us. We thank thee, in that holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
At this time, we'd like to present to you our brother Art Jesuit, who will conduct us through the evening in our prayer thoughts. Brother Art.
First of all, we'd like to bring you the love of your brethren in Chicago. More particularly, the Thursday evening study that we had, they particularly wanted to be remembered to you this last week, particularly Sister Joy Candle and Jim Martin, Art Newell, and I'm sure many of you have close ties in Chicago, and so they also wanted to send their love to you. Very happy to be with you, receiving much in blessings, fellowship. It's been a little while since we've been here last, and we're enjoying the blessings very much. Our theme is prayer, and that's the theme of the convention. We thought we'd work it into our Vesper service, and it fits very nicely in with Acts 16:13, where prayer was wont to be made. In walking the narrow way, one of our Lord's most important activities was his prayer life, as you remember. His prayers were his uttered or unuttered heart's sincere desire going out to his God. His heart always prayed, for it always desired the good things that God was pleased for him to have. Now, as we look into the subject, his prayers had all the elements of true prayer. And when we look at it, we notice that there are seven particular points, and those are the seven that you see in front of you right there. It was invocation, praise, thanksgiving, dependence, petition, communion, and assurance. Now, there was no confession of sins in his prayers, as there is in ours, because he really didn't have any sins to confess. Nor do we find all of these seven points that we mentioned here parts of prayer in any one of his particular prayers. In some of his prayers, there was invocation, thanksgiving, and assurance. As we can notice in his prayer of Matthew 11:25 and 26, where this is where he thanked God with the assurance that the plan for understanding, his plan of understanding was for the meek and the humble. And it was not for the wise, that are wise and proud in their own esteem. Then at Lazarus's tomb, in John 11:41, we see only three elements of prayer again. And then in the prayer in John 17, we notice that there was invocation, petitions, and assurance present in that whole chapter, a 17th chapter. And the largest part of that chapter, we notice, was his communion with his Creator. Now, in all his prayers, there was a spirit of submission, which we especially notice in his Gethsemane prayers. His oneness of spirit with God was most appropriate, and it was the natural thing to pray. The needs of the new creature, especially for knowledge and strength, to take the steps of the narrow way, impelled him always to pray. God's many promises to him, especially the ones found in Psalms, in the prophets, and particularly in Isaiah, embolden him to plead these promises as his. And he claimed them all the time in believing prayer. God's willingness to hear him was a mighty inducement for him to pour out his heart needs and his desires to his heavenly Father. His prayers came forth before God as an incense, which was most pleasing and acceptable. What sweetness must he have felt as he communed with his God? What assurance of divine acceptableness he must have experienced in his prayers? What joy and love must have been his when he could speak to and with his heavenly Father? He knew in his heart that he was his Father's delight, and this was full satisfaction to him. From the prayers of Jesus, let us learn to use our privileges of access to the throne of grace, and then we'll find a most fatherly welcome there, making for true communion. Truly, prayer was wont to be made, and that's what we exactly have here this evening. But let's begin with number one, invocation. Invocation means to call upon, to address God in humble prayer, as our Lord did. And we like the particular scripture that we find in Hebrews 5:7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong cryings and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Further, bring out the thought of invocation, we'd like to have our brother Dwayne Kramer read a poem on our privilege. Brother Dwayne.
The poem is entitled Our Privilege. Life holds one privilege that is rare, the privilege that we have of prayer. How good to know that up above God rules in wisdom and in love, and ever waits to hear our cry that carries to his throne on high. Great is the comfort of his word, that every prayer is always heard. We need but pray and gently wait. It may come soon, it may come late, but come it will in his own ways, and bless our waiting days. When God does answer, this we know, and though he may answer yes or no, whichever way he grants our quest, he'll always answer for our best. For in his wisdom, he can see which way is best for you and me.
An additional way that we can offer our prayer, we can offer it in song. And our choir will now sing Beautiful Garden of Prayer. Thank you. Our next feature of prayer was that of praise. Praise is the commendation ascribed to God, respecting His glory, honor, His love, and His care over us. We like the scripture in Ephesians 1:12, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. We have a poem on praise, and we'd like Brother Mark Tabak of Chicago to read that for us, please.
Praise. Do you hear the angels singing up on high? Do you hear their voices ringing through the sky? Oh, the fullness of their songs and their praises they prolong. Yea, the voices of their choir never tire. Do you hear the saints all praising round the throne? Do you hear them hymns upbraiding one by one? Praising is their glad delight, so they rest not day nor night, crying holy o'er and o'er evermore. Do you hear the saints adoring here below? Do you hear them praising, them praise outpouring mid earth's woe? Hark, they sing their sweet refrain through their joy and through their pain, praising ever in their love God above. Oh, then add your note rejoicing to the praise, thanks to God for all things voicing through the days, till the earthly singing's done, till the heavenly is begun, till the anthem round Christ's feet swells complete.
We would like the brethren to turn to hymn number 243, and we'll sing that hymn together. Song by our quartet. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a heart that's filled with gratitude and thankfulness. Scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. A poem on Thanksgiving, Guidance in Thanksgiving, Brother Lauren Gaunt.
This is a prayer for guidance in Thanksgiving. Father, lead me on, I pray, to the long and narrow way, till the sunlight fades away and the day is done. May my heart from sin be free, keep it in all purity, so that I may walk with Thee, the Holy One. Give me vision true and keen. May none else but Thee be seen. Thee and me with naught between, till my rest is won. Bring me to Thy home at last, toils and dangers overpast. Grant me there Thy glory vast. through thy blessed Son. Then may I be filled with praise for thy care through devious ways, for the end of journeying days, and for heaven begun.
Thank you, Brother Mark.
Yep.
Okay. Our next prayer in solo form will be by Brother Obi. How great thou art.
Then sing my soul.
Dependence. What it is an acknowledgement of the of dependence upon God, reliance, the need of assistance, and of support. We have a poem which is called Just for Today, and Brother Richard Sarasi is going to read that for us. Just for Today.
Just for today. Lord, for tomorrow and its needs, I do not pray. Keep me from any stain of sin, just for today. Let me both diligently work and duly pray. Let me be kind in word and in deed, just for today. Let me be slow to do my will, prompt to obey. Help me to sacrifice myself, just for today. Let me no wrong nor idle word unthinking say. Set thou thy seal upon my lips, just for today. So for tomorrow and its needs, I do not pray, but keep me, guide me, hold me, Lord, just for today.
Thank you, Brother Richard. We thought we'd have a word of prayer together, and we'd like to call on Brother Paul Balco to lead us in prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Dear Father, this evening we thank thee in thanksgiving for the dependence that we have on thee, knowing in our lives, especially since our consecrated lives, Father, we are totally dependent on thee for our sustenance, spiritual and temporal. For we well know that before our consecration unto thee, those things which the world had, and that we depended upon for our sustenance, we know those things were moth and rust of corrupt. Glory be that we found thee, Father, in our dependence upon thee, knowing thy salvation is sure, knowing thy purposes will go forth to all of humanity. O, the glory of thy wonderful mercy. And as we depend on thee, Father, we know that thou would not leave us lacking anything. Thou would not provide us with overabundance, but thou will give us an overabundance of joy, that our cup may run over in the sweet influence of thy commands and purposes as concerns each one of us in our consecration vows. We thank thee for the joy and the dependence of this evening, the thanksgiving that we have of being here. We thank thee for the brethren, the dependence of fellowship, that fellowship that brings us into oneness and likeness to thee, that fellowship that builds us up in the most holy faith. And especially the fellowship, Father, that we have of thee as a gift of thy dear Son, that great sacrifice, even the death on the cross, that has made it possible that we can have a dependence on thee, and that through our consecration to be like as he was, we might be as him, because thou hast surely promised it. Be with us in the furtherance of this evening. be with us throughout our consecrated lives, for we pray in Jesus' name.
Our quartet will sing to us now, Clinging to Thee. Clinging to Thee.
you. That was very nice. Our next point on the program is a special point, and that's our younger Bible students will sing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." George Duhane.
Hours of prayer. Yesterday, my cross seemed heavy. I was sunken in despair. The way stretched out before me, and there were no hours of prayer. It seemed I could not carry on, neath all my earthly strife, till Jesus whispered sweetly, "I am the way, the truth, and life. Ask in my name, ye shall receive. There is comfort from all care. If believing, you will seek in hours of earnest prayer." 'Twas then I dropped my burden, unloaded all my care, as I knelt before the throne of God for hours of earnest prayer. I felt his presence near me, my cross he carried away. He soothed that weary feeling when I began to pray. And now the way seems brighter. With him my joys I share, and sweet communion have we too, because of earnest prayer.
Thank you. Prayer in Song by Sister Carolyn Fiorello, Sweet Hour of Prayer. next point, communion. To have communion is common union. It's not only fellowship in knowledge, fellowship with our Lord, but uppermost in common participation with His Son in His sufferings, so that we may gain glory, honor, and immortality. And a good scripture we like on that is 1 John 1:3, 6, and 7. We have a poem that's titled Prayer and Communion. Brother Rusty Shalhoub.
If, when I kneel in prayer, with eager lips I say, Lord, give me all the things that I desire, health, wealth, fame, friends, brave heart, religious fire, the power to sway my fellow men at will, and strength for mighty works to banish ill. In such a prayer as this, the blessing I must miss. Or if I only dare to raise this fainting prayer, Thou seest, Lord, that I am poor and weak, and cannot tell what things I ought to speak. Seek, I therefore do not ask at all, but still I trust Thy bounty all my wants to fill. My lips shall thus grow dumb, Thy blessings shall not come. But if I lowly fall, and thus in faith I call, through Christ, O Lord, I pray, Thee give to me, not what I would, but what seems best to Thee, of life, of health, of service, and of strength, until to Thy full joy I come at length. My prayer shall then avail, the blessing shall not fail.
Thank you. In song, we'll have our choral group sing, I am thine, O Lord. I am thine.
I am thine, O Lord, I am
My Father Cares, Brother Elmer Weeks.
My Father leads me day by day through darkness, cloud, or misty way. I cannot always understand, but I am sure he holds my hand. My Father trains me tenderly, both in the storm and silently. In daily test, reproach, alarm, he teaches, cheers, and brings his calm. My Father strengthens with his power in every conflict, every hour. No man can pluck me from his hand, for he enables me to stand. My Father wipes away each tear. By faith, his gentle voice I hear. Some glad, bright day I'll see his face and praise his wondrous love and grace.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In closing, we would like to leave these words with you. It's called, Do I Really Pray? I often say my prayers, but do I really pray? And do the wishes of my heart go with the words I say? I may as well kneel down and worship gods of stone as offer to the living God a prayer of words alone. For words without the heart the Lord will never hear, nor will he to those lips attend whose prayers is not sincere. Lord, show me what I need, and teach me how to pray, and help me when I seek thy grace to mean the words I say.
Program thus far, and we're going to conclude with a hymn near the cross, but I don't know the number. 135. Okay, thank you. I was just handed a very significant announcement. I'll have to make it later. From Brother Paul about the dormitories. Before I ask Brother Art to close with prayer, I'd like to tell you a few things that happened through the last day that I think we should keep our hearts and minds on. One thing that was that we received a phone call last night from Jerusalem in the middle of the night, and it was Rebecca's sister Hack, Rebecca's mom, and she was bringing greetings from the brethren there to us, those who were on the trip with Brother Jerry Leslie through Egypt and Israel. They sent a telegram to us with greetings to the convention, but in trying to contact Western Union today, there was no way I could find out what the message was, and I don't know if they'll be delivering it directly. They don't deliver international telegrams, I understand. But love from the brethren in Jerusalem. Also, we received word during the last week, and apparently it was just mentioned to me tonight, that Sister Pollock passed away. Those of you who know her might... Sister Pollock from California. And today, during the testimony meeting, many of the brethren poured out their hearts to you and also shared with you the difficulties that brethren, not only nearby, but also around the world, are going through. You also know about brethren that we don't know about who are going through difficulties. And in the theme of the convention and also the blessings that Brother Art has shared with us and the thoughts tonight, as you leave tonight, you might want to take with you the special burden of and privilege of prayer for those who have asked an interest, and especially today, of course, but also those who've been on your heart. Remember them, especially tonight. We'd like to ask Brother Art now to close and ask a blessing upon your fellowship through the evening.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to Thee thankful for Thy love and goodness and many favors. We thank Thee especially for the blessings of the day, the symposium this morning, and the lessons of the afternoon, and now the service we have this evening on prayer. Our heart's desire is that the words we sang and the poems we read might instill in us in our hearts that our prayers should not be in words only, but in action and in zeal and in love for Thee. We continue to look to Thee for Thy favor and blessings in the days ahead. We're mindful of those of our brethren that need Thee especially at this time. We long for Thy glorious kingdom to come, and we thank Thee for the tie that binds our hearts together in Christian love. And now as we part for the night's rest, we pray that we may be refreshed on the morrow to receive additional blessings from Thy hand. We continue to praise Thee, and we look to Thee and ask all these many favors, and through dear Jesus' name, amen.